The family violence unit, some of those investigators who've worked on serious, gangsters say the family violence area is the scariest area. A woman went into a police station and said, look, it might be my imagination, but my ex-husband keeps turning up wherever I am. And they said, would his number plate be XYZ333? She said, yes, well, he's out the front here at the police station. Mm. And they went out and he had night vision goggles, gaffer tape and a spade. And they checked and she had three tracking devices on her car. And they found a tracking device in another case in a teddy bear. And
the family violence unit is a squad, is it, within the Victoria Police Force?
They're all around the state. So what happens is if there's a family violence incident, general duties police will go there. They have a big checklist. And if they tick about four boxes, then it goes directly to family violence specialist. But, like, you know, there was a guy who got out of a mental institution and walked or hitchhiked 1,000 kilometres to try and find his ex-partner, and police were waiting for him. And there's a homicide bloke who still says the best day in his life was when a retail executive tried to hire a hitman. Eventually they got an undercover copper in there, they had listening devices in, and on the day his wife was to be murdered, in the week beforehand, this guy was rehearsing what he would do when the police arrived. And then this copper knocked on the door and this bloke was there. He was absolutely ashen-faced, and the copper said to him, I got terrible news for him. And the bloke said, what? And he said, your wife's alive and you're under arrest.
How's that for a...